We heard an announcement a short time ago from Peter Englund of the Swedish Academy, which chooses the winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for the year 2014 is awarded to the French author Patrick Modiano for the art of memory, which he has evoked the most ungraspable human destinies and uncovered the life world of the occupation.
Again, the writer's name is Patrick Modiano. He was born at the end of World War II, and that time colors much of his work, which we're going to talk about now with NPR's Lynn Neary. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
For those who have not heard of him, who is he?
Well, of course, Modiano is not well known in this country, but the magazine France Today referred to him as the greatest French writer living today. In France, his work is both popular and critically acclaimed, and his writing reflects his own story, which he wrote about in a memoir called Un Pedigree. His father was Jewish, and his parents met during the occupation. His father apparently supported himself during the occupation by trading on the black market.
When you say the occupation, of course, you're saying the German occupation of France.
That's right.
And this is something that many French aided in, so it's a very difficult time, and it's been a very difficult time since.
That is one of the themes of his writing because, in fact, of his own family history, as we were just saying. And after the war, his father became a businessman. His mother was an actress, and they were away from Paris a great deal. So they left him and his brother really much to their own devices. And it was when he was in school that a teacher sort of took care of him and started mentoring him because he realized what a great talent he was. This teacher was also a writer who was known in Paris and so helped him along through the years. You know, although he was born after World War II or right at the end of World War II, he was always haunted by the events of the occupation. And as we've said, much of his work focuses on that time.
How so?
Well, his first novel, La Place de Troyes, which translates as The Place of the Star, it refers both to a plaza in Paris as well as to the star that Jews were required to wear over their hearts during the occupation. And it focuses on a young man searching for his Jewish identity. Now, his father hated that book so much that apparently he tried to buy up all of the copies.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that Americans may recognize, he co-wrote the screenplay for La Comte Lucienne, which was written with Louis Malle, the director Louis Malle, and that is the story of a young Jewish boy who collaborates with the Nazis after he tries to join the resistance and is refused.
So you mentioned Lynn Neary. This man is not old enough to have lived through World War II, really, but he seems obsessed with that time. What do you think drives that obsession?
Well, from what I can gather on what I've read about him, he was really trying to sort out his own feelings and his own identity, his own feelings about his father's role in the occupation. And in one interview, he's quoted as saying that he was distressed to be born in 1945. In fact, he apparently lied for many years about his birth year. He called himself a product of the dunghill of the occupation. He said it was a time when two people who never should have met by chance and produced a child. So that was the way he truly felt about what happened during the occupation.
Lynn, thanks very much.
Good to be here.
That's NPR's Lynn Neary giving us the news today that the winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature is Patrick Modiano of France.